You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Folks, we're going to play musical chairs here in the studio this hour. Right now, Eddie the Bombardier Miller has slid into the seat that was occupied by Keith Alexander the first 2 hours. A little bit later on in this hour, Sam Bushman is going to slide into my seat, in a manner of speaking, even though he's in Utah at the network studio and I'm here at the flagship for the cesspool here in Memphis. Just stay tuned. You'll see how it's all going to work out. First of all, I want to welcome Eddie the Bombardier Miller to the broadcast. I'm going to cover a couple of stories with Eddie, and then Sam's going to take over and share with you a story that's really going to raise some eyebrows. So you want to stay tuned for that. But Eddie and I went, my wife went down to visit her sister a couple of days ago, and Eddie and I went over to Keith's house that night. I guess that was Friday night. And we had pizza, and we watched a movie, and we watched a biography about the Red Baron, and we watched a biography about Pete Maravich. We just had guy time, you know. It was great, and we talked about the show. We just enjoyed fellowship off the air, just as we do it on the air. And, folks, we hope that you'll all be able to share a similar experience with us in October. Again, just save the date. Pencil it in. We'll give you all the details soon. Eddie needs about 2 minutes before we get started, and I have no idea where he's going. Let's just hope it's somewhere we can go on FCC licensed radio. Let's see. We'll find out together.
Achtung, Achtung. Yes, it will be license worthy. People, this just came over me on the way over here tonight. As you know, we're proud of being Christian here. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is from the heart now, and I'm not as eloquent as some of these other people, but I'm going to tell you flat out. We are going to lose, and we're going to be exterminated. This nation is going to be wiped out if we don't come to repent. This nation is under judgment. I believe that the white race is under judgment, and there's just no other conclusions you could come to, because we're just beset by so many enemies from every direction. So I would implore you. I was going to say a prayer over the air, but I don't know how many people would think that I was sincere, because I do love to pray. But I'm going to tell you what, prayer can work miracles. It's worked miracles on me. Listen, I was in cardiac ICU in 2007 and was under cardiac treatment in 2008. I'm getting ready to run my fourth marathon soon. I can knock out 12 or 15 miles like it's nothing. I have scar tissue in my right knee. You know, no cartilage there. Scar tissue in my brain stem. And I could go on and on and on of what I've overcome through the power of prayer of God Almighty. The only way we can win is through prayer. I implore you, if you're not a Christian, if you hadn't come to God, I beg you to go to God and repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart, and then pray for this nation. Because we can't do anything. This running I've been doing, I can't get the big head. I mean, how many 67-year-olds, you know, can go knock out a marathon, you know, back to back? I couldn't do it without God. I'm flat telling you, I could not do that without God. The only way we can heal this nation is through prayer, and to turn it to God, because we are under judgment. And I tell you what, we are very close to the precipice. We're going to fall into the pit forever. Once we're there, it's going to be too late. I'm telling you, people. So I'm follow this show. I appreciate y'all following this show. But listen, the cesspool can do nothing. You can do nothing without admitting that you're a sinner, you're powerless, you're one heartbeat away from destiny, from either all of eternity in hell or all eternity in heaven. You've got to repent and come to Jesus Christ. He's our Lord. That's what founded this country. This country was founded by Christians for Christians for the greater glory of Jesus Christ. That is the only way it was, the reason it was founded. And you can go to any documents. I don't have any here with me. You go pull up any founding documents you want, from the Mayflower Compact, the Virginia Constitution, the Georgia Constitution, the Tennessee Constitution, the New York Constitution. They all say the same thing, that this country was founded on the principles of the Holy Bible. So please, God Almighty, repent and pray for us here in the cesspool, because we're going to lose. We're up here just passing wind if we don't do that, because we're going to fail. We can't do anything on our own. And that's all I have to say, Brother James. Son boy James.
Sunday morning came a few hours early here in Memphis tonight. There was your sermon courtesy of Reverend Miller. But no, I mean, you know, of course we always say, and we understand with an audience as big as ours, there are certainly listeners tonight who do not share our faith. A lot of them do. We wish everyone did, but certainly we appreciate the support we receive from people who don't, the people who support our political beliefs. But as we say, you know, this, we are Christians, and from time to time, as Eddie was led tonight to share that off the cuff and from the heart, you know, we're not going to muzzle ourselves because this is a political talk show. We're not going to refrain from talking about matters of faith because it's part of who we are. It's part of the fiber of our being. And in fact, in church last week, since you brought up the topic, Eddie, the pastor was saying that, you know, a lot of people compare America to Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, you know, he can understand why people do that, but it's not entirely accurate. In Sodom and Gomorrah, there was not one righteous person. You know, the residents of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to rape the angels that were there. You know, so here in America, even though things are seemingly turning, you know, as far as the media is concerned, certainly it has. If you believe their picture of what Americans believe, then it's, you know, it's close to that. But of course, we know that they paint a very skewed picture. Most Americans think like us. That's the thing about it. But there was not one righteous man in Sodom and Gomorrah. There are still righteous people here in America. We're part of it. I mean, not to be self-righteous, but, you know, we believe that, you know, we're sinners and we've fallen short, and our best efforts are filthy rags and all that. We understand that. But, you know, we try our best to be good people and live godly and stand up for our beliefs and our kinsmen here politically. And so, you know, but it's not as though everyone here in America is unholy. There are still good people in America. They've been allowed themselves to be silent. They have allowed themselves to be cowed. But there are still good people here, and a lot of them listen to this show.
90 more seconds.
All right, you got about a minute left, Eddie, and then we got to go to a break.
I'd just like to say, you know, that we have had some non-Christians and non-godly people in the past that would God use in a great manner. For instance, Pharaoh, when Jacob was in Egypt under Pharaoh, God blessed Egypt as long as Joseph was nice there, was treated well by the Egyptians. In my most unfavorite book of the Bible, Esther, Queen Esther and her people were blessed by Xerxes, who let them go their way, do their will. But listen. But this country, I'm telling you what, there's 50 million people, babies aborted in this country in the past, 12, 15, 20 years. We had an out-and-out Satan worship. But what was it? On the Grammys. People, that was a Satan-worshipping religious exercise. I just can't believe how close we are. You have got to hit your knees and pray, because we are that friggin' close. And I'll wind it up because my minute's probably about out, James. But, hey, we'll get off with this now. But I'm telling you what, we can do nothing without God Almighty. Do not think you can. You can do zero without God.
We're going to get back to politics in the next segment. But Eddie was right to bring up the Grammys. It was a satanic ritual performed there in front of everybody. That's not crazy talk. Just watch it. And then, of course, Queen Latifah married about 30 homosexual couples there, and everybody was crying with excitement. Folks, it's a sick, sick country. We're the salt of the earth, though. We're going to give you a little bit of light here in the cesspool. Stay tuned.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Welcome back to the show, folks. In that first segment there, we went a little bit off script. Eddie was talking about something that he was led to share. You know, I think about that too a lot. I sincerely do. How can I use this show more for God's glory? You know, certainly this show exists to defend and advance the issues of our people. But the order of our priorities, and we talked about this earlier as well, it's God first, then family, then nation or your republic. And that's it. So, and I truly believe that God has protected this show.
No doubt.
This show does not exist without God's blessing. And the things that we've experienced over the years, I believe God led us to Sam Bushman, you know, to a righteous man who will take the bullets that are sometimes hurled his way for the partnership that we share. And so, you know, it's important that we work that into the show from time to time. I know this is a political show. This is a political show. That's what it is. It's not exclusively a religious broadcast, obviously, but it's part of it. It surely is. And that's not to say that, you know, there's not major problems. I mean, no one points out the problems with a lot of the modern day churches more than we do. I mean, we take them to task for good reason, but and we're going to do it again here, actually, in just a second. GOP crafts. What is it, Pappy? One sentence. We got to get going.
Sentence. People, I am talking politics when I talk about Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Listen, people, the greatest political event in the history of the world was the birth of Jesus Christ. It was Christmas. And as God is my witness, we're going to cover that on this show sometime. I've got some material we're going to go over, but don't you take your eyes, don't go down these false rabbit paths. Everything is political. The birth of Jesus Christ was the greatest political event in the history of mankind, in the history of the world. And we're going to cover that one before too long, hopefully.
There's always December. Nothing else. That would have been a great Christmas message. You know, we just emerged from the Christmas season. We should have really put that in there at that time. But, I mean, it's always worthy. GOP has crafted a plan to wreck the country and lose voters. That is the title of a new Ann Coulter column. Eddie, if you didn't know it, the GOP has re-embraced amnesty again. You know, it came up. John McCain was trying to push the GOP towards blanket amnesty, and now they are revisiting that. I want to share with you a quick email that was sent in to me by Sam Dixon. You have two great men, Sam Bushman and Sam Dixon. It's easy to get them those names mixed up in the show. But Sam Dixon sent me in an email, and it really provides an accurate diagnosis concerning that which ails the Republican Party. And this is what Sam told me. We were talking about this issue of them embracing amnesty again. The Republican Party is such a snare and a delusion, he wrote. The head table of the Republican Party cares as little about the GOP as they do about their race, their religion, their region, or their country. Most Republicans don't get this. They scratch their heads and fret trying to figure out why the stupid party, as Sam Francis called them, could be so stupid. Why can't the Republican leadership see that amnesty and illegal immigration will create a one-party nation with the Republican Party being hopelessly marginalized? We can see it. Why can't they? They are wrong to call the Republican Party the stupid party, Sam Dixon wrote. The people running the Republican Party are not stupid.
Exactly.
They are sociopathic. They don't give a damn what happens to the Republican Party so long as they have 10 years of being Mr. Big Shot plus lots of cash stashed away in a Swiss bank account. And I've come to the conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, that it really is just that simple. There's just no other logical reason that could explain why the Republican Party seems to be so hell-bent on finding ways that they can lose elections. Now, Ann Coulter wrote a good column about this. Ann Coulter is schizophrenic, I believe. I truly believe that she is schizophrenic. One day she can write a great article, and we're going to feature it on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, next week. She can write a column about the GOP and its embrace of amnesty is planning to wreck the country and destroy their own party. She writes something sensible like this one day, and the next day she's condemning a true American hero like Andrew Jackson for being what she called a quote-unquote racist scumbag. But at least she was on her meds the day she wrote this article, because it's a good one. But Sam Dixon's assessment of the Republican Party, Eddie, I know at church you deal with this all the time. They think they've done God's duty to go and vote Republican every year. And that, and in fact, a lot of the Christians that I've talked to say, well, I know that they're lesser of two evils. The Democrats are 10 on a 10-point scale, and the Republicans are 8.5 on the evil scale, but they're the lesser of two evils, and, you know, we're going to vote for them.
James, Sam Dixon's close, but no cigar. They are not stupid, and they are not sociopathic. They are evil, and they are just another wing of this on the same buzzard. They're exactly like, they think alike. The Democrats and the Republicans are zero difference. They are bought and paid for by the exact same globalist. And they're in there for one reason, and that's to do the bidding of their master, the globalist, just like the Democrats are. They're in there they're what they are. They're fake opposition, controlled false opposition. If you'll notice, we covered this about a show or two ago about how phony conservatives are. Just like, I'm going to tell you flat out, the people some disagree with me some, but Republicans and Democrats are just like conservatives and liberals. There are not that much difference, because they're controlled. The conservatives and the liberals are played against each other by the same people. Some of the things, you know, being a conservative today would have been blended a so-called liberal 60 years ago. But yeah, not to go down a rabbit trail too far, they know exactly what they're doing, the Republicans being they. They want to destroy this nation. They hate this nation, and most of them hate themselves. They're white haters. They're self-haters, and they have been directed by globalists to destroy this nation because they want to destroy the United States. It's the United States and the white people in this country are the only stumbling block between them and their destiny of conquering the world.
And what's sad about the Republican Party is that they have duped our Christian brothers into believing that they really care about Roe versus Wade, or they're really going to put a stop to the homosexual sodomite agenda. The Republicans have never won anything, not in the last 50 or 60 years. They fight. Well, we talked about that. Who was it? R.L. Dabney. We talked about his assessment of the Republican Party and what that's all about. But you see it at your church. You were talking to me about wanting to go bear hunting in Siberia or something, and you tell somebody, that's Eddie. You know, if it bleeds, he can kill it. That's what they say in Predator with Sonny Landham, our good friend. But you told somebody at church you wanted to go to Russia, and what do they say about Putin? I mean, if there's one leader in the world that may be a Christian nationalist, you would have to say it's Putin. And what do they say about it, Eddie? This is your conservative Christian people that we're going to need to join us in this fight.
Oh, yes. One of my dear friends, a dear friend of mine, but very misinformed and, shall I say, ignorant. And the reason they're ignorant is because they don't listen to shows like The Political Cesspool. They don't go to listen to shows like Dr. Stanley Monteith, the Liberty Roundtable. They don't go to places like Liberty News. You know, what I just mentioned, they don't listen, go to News with Views. But listen, that's the reason they're so ignorant. They told me, yeah, when you go there, maybe you can knock out that old evil guy, Putin. And I was going to say, man, you are so ignorant. But I thought, why waste my breath? Because I've tried to educate these peoples on Israel, you know, and how our foreign policy is amongst all of our policies in this country are controlled by Israel. But I can't educate them there. And I really didn't want to stir up a big fight like I did. It'll be 2 years ago in February when they shut a Sunday school class down because I've raised too much cane there. And I was kind of embarrassed about it because I made them shut the school down. But yeah, these people are almost uneducatable. Going back, that's why I say we have to pray that God will work on our ignorant brothers and open their eyes and show them the truth, because the truth won't set you free unless you know the truth. Back to Sunboy.
Pappy, you've made up for lost time. Last week we had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You didn't get a lot of word in edgewise during your third hour, but you've come in with the bazooka tonight and the flamethrower. Hey, folks, we're going to take a break here, and I'll be punching out for the night. Sam Bushman is taking over for me, and he'll be hosting the show. Eddie will ride shotgun with Sam on here throughout the remainder of the program, so stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss what Sam has to share.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't it Bill Cosby? He's like, you know what? I'll bump your trump. And then playing cards, and it was a matter of when. Well, I just kicked James out of his seat. How do you like that, Eddie Miller? Uh-oh, Eddie Miller's dropping the ball on me. Eddie. All right, we'll just let him go, and we'll just continue right along, ladies and gentlemen, because Eddie right now is creating so much havoc in the studio that it's too hard to focus. All right, there's all kind of things going on, ladies and gentlemen, and it's absolutely incredible story. Now, here's the deal. We went to the CSPOA event last week in Las Vegas. It was an absolute incredible event. I mean, it reminded me of the Founding Fathers. We all, with blood, sweat, and tears, worked on everything. We came up with two solutions for America. One is the CSPOA resolution. It's available now, publicly released at CSPOA.org. And I'm telling you, you read through that thing and it will knock your socks off. We had 41 sheriffs and police chiefs and deputies sign on the spot. We then created a sheriff's legal defense fund with a bunch of attorneys, constitutional attorneys, agreeing to work pro bono, and Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America paying the expenses to set up the Sheriff's Legal Defense Fund. I mean, it was an absolute tremendous, I mean, incredible meeting. Well, since then, things have become even much hotter. One of the police chiefs that have attended the event is by the name of Shane Harger, H-A-R-G-E-R, Shane Harger. And he's from a little town called Jemez, New Mexico, or Jemez, New Mexico. It's in Sandoval County, New Mexico, and he's the police chief there. He's an appointed police chief. We support elected sheriffs. Nevertheless, there's an elected sheriff in the county as well, and they worked together. And Douglas Wood is the county sheriff in Sandoval County. Well, long story short, Shane Harger goes to the airport to fly to the CSPOA conference. And all of a sudden, he starts getting harassed by the TSA. They say, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm a police chief. My name is Shane Harger. I go by a different name because I had to work undercover. Here's all my credentials for all of it, and I'm ready to fly." And they give him all kinds of grief. Next thing you know, they bring in the Albuquerque, New Mexico police with the TSA. It gets worse. They then bring in the airport police with the TSA, and it gets worse, and eventually some thug comes out, opens his wallet, and flashes something that nobody could get his name on, and says he's a federal investigative marshal. Well, it all continues, and he was harassed for about a half hour plus, and then he was finally let go, and he attended our CSPOA conference, and he signed this incredible resolution that I mentioned. He was one of the signatories who originally signed the document. However, when he got home, everything busted loose. Now, they basically, in my humble opinion, fired him and shut down his entire police department. Now, listen carefully, though. I'm saying he was fired. The release from the sheriff's department and the mayor of the town, which is, by the way, an interim mayor, says, no, he wasn't fired. The alternative media is lying and leading you astray and being disingenuous. The stories are not accurate. However, I'm going to tell you what they did to him, and we can debate the term fire. I submit it comes down to semantics. So they said to him, Shane Harger, number one, you are assigned to administrative duties behind a desk, number one. Number two, you are on probation. Number three, all of your staff must turn in all their equipment, and they're on hold too. So now you have no department. You're told to disband your department, turn in all the equipment, and you're a pencil pusher behind a desk while we think about this. Now, they say that's not fired. They say that's put on administrative hold or whatever, and we turned in the equipment. Eventually, they backtracked and scrambled and said the equipment was we wanted to do an inventory of our equipment, etc., but they've never done that before. It just isn't true. So the battle rages, and we use the term fired. Vincent Finelli of USA Prepares released the article about him, the original article. Now, I had him on the air first, Shane Harger, and Vincent and I, along with Richard Mack and the CSPOA, broke the story. However, strangely enough, all kinds of talk show hosts and writers and editors and everybody else and their dog wants to take credit for the story and virtually give us no credit. But that's a separate discussion. I'm not really interested in who's getting the credit, but I do have a problem with folks denying those who deserve credit credit. So Amen. There you go. However, as we continue, so I say that he was fired. Now, they say he's not fired and that we're wrong. But here's my question to you. Let's say you live in this little townie, Jemez Village, if you will, in Sandoval County, and somehow your TV set gets stolen. And you call up the sheriff and say, buddy, my TV set's stolen. Can he do anything for you? No, he's been assigned behind a desk. He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have any equipment. He's virtually locked down with no staff. They took away his car, so he can't really help you, can he? So we can debate the semantics of what fired means, and in a literal legal context, they're probably right, he's not fired. But neither was Sheriff Nick Finch. They shut him down, kicked him out of his job, and arrested him, and they claimed he wasn't fired. However, they had to reinstate him to his position and give him back pay, and the governor lost. Rick Perry, or not Rick Perry, sorry, the governor of Florida, he was basically forced to admit he was wrong and give the job back with back pay to Sheriff Nick Finch. It's Rick Scott down there in Florida. Sorry about that. So all I'm telling you is, we can debate the term fired till the cows come home. And then they started to try to bring up Shane Harger's past. And they said, hey, he went under a different name. He was involved in all these different things. And my response is, whoa, stop, stop, stop. I'm not interested in Shane Harger's past. And the reason that I'm not is because everybody has a past that could be questionable. And I'll prove it. We finally found out who the, quote, federal marshal was. His name is Gil, or Gilbert. And then, let me see how you say this. It's Guadarrama. Gil or Gilbert Guadarrama. Well, that's the federal agent that supposedly wants to make sure that Shane's on the up and up. But when you find out who Gil or Gilbert Guatemala is, Guadarrama is, you find out that he used to be a border agent. And now he works for the feds. Except he had a sexual affair with an illegal alien that got him fired. So, you know what? If you want to start digging into people's pasts, we can go there. But I submit to you that that's irrelevant. What's relevant to me and to the CSPOA, who I do not speak for, by the way. However, what's relevant to us, in my opinion, is this. If this can happen to Shane Harger, it can happen to me and you. And that's the real issue. That, you know what? I'm not comfortable with somebody harassing anybody. Especially not an unconstitutional government agency like the TSA. Now matters get worse. Because then what happened is, we broke the story, and I'm telling you right now, it's been a firestorm of media attention to where the city, the county, none of those people know what to do. They're scrambling, they're ducking and covering, they're obscuring the truth, they're playing games with words, and they flat out will not talk to folks like me in the media. The sheriff won't talk to me, he won't call me back. And I have a problem with that, because what happens is, even if you have a murder in your town or your county, usually what the sheriff does is calls a press conference, and he's willing to appropriately have a Q&A in public with the media. Now, I submit to you, Mr. Doug Wood, sheriff of Sandoval County, New Mexico, why don't we have a press conference, my friend? And we could just absolutely talk about it. And here's the questions that I would ask you if given the chance. Number one, who started this investigation into Shane Harger? Was it the sheriff? Was it the village of Jemez, meaning the city council or the interim mayor? Was it the CIA? Was it the TSA? Was it the FBI? And you say, Sam, why do you bring all those people into it? And my response is because when Shane Harger had a Thursday evening meeting with the public, it was admitted that the FBI, the TSA, and the local town's leaders had a secret meeting about Shane Harger. And we don't know what the issues are. But number one, the TSA can harass somebody. Virtually the feds get involved. The Albuquerque police get involved. The airport police and the TSA get involved. And then later we find out the FBI is involved. And my response is, are there charges filed against Shane Harger? No. Are there allegations made against Shane Harger? Only the question about the name. All right, is there any wrongdoing by Shane Harger that would put him on administrative leave or ratcheted down or fired, as I would call it? And the answer is no. Can Shane find out what this is about? The answer is no. Except for they say the FBI guy, or I'm sorry, the TSA guy says Shane Harger threatened me. Shane Harger says that's not true. You were threatening and abusing me, and I tried to explain that you wouldn't like it if I did that to you in my jurisdiction. And, well, now the debate is who threatened who or did anybody threaten anybody? We don't know. Well, there's a video of it. The problem is they won't give Shane Harger a copy or the public a copy of that video. Except the sheriff has admitted he's already seen it. So if there's no relationship between the sheriff and the TSA and the FBI and everybody else and their dog on this thing, how did the sheriff get the inside scoop to see the video when none of us can? The plot thickens. Eddie Miller has his take and comments in seconds. And James Edwards is eating potato chips. How do you like that? This is the Political Cesspool, nationally syndicated radio program.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, got to fly. We got more news than we can handle, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman hanging out with James Edwards and Eddie Miller in the political cesspool, and they turn the reins over to me so I can break down this news story for you. So Shane Hargers, the chief police, has been harassed by the TSA, the FBI, the Albuquerque State Police, the airport police, and who knows who else so far, ladies and gentlemen. And we believe it's all political payback for his involvement in and signing the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association resolution. But, of course, we have no proof. And we're digging into it. But I submit the sheriff has an obligation to do a news conference and let the media ask questions. Whenever something like this happens, that's what occurs. Except the sheriff's not doing it this time. We're not comfortable with that. Bottom line is we're waiting for Shane Harger on Monday to walk into his police position, if you will. And basically they're going to give him the terms of the quote probationary employment. And we'll have to see then if they really intend to keep him as police chief or if they're playing games and they don't want to admit they fired him over this and they're trying to decide how to handle the political hot potato. But an election's coming up for the sheriff, and I submit that he ought to really be candid and transparent to the citizens that elected him. And all I can tell you is this is a very, very strange case that gets, in my opinion, more incendiary by the minute. Not because we would do anything harmful to anyone. Of course not. We think outside the gun, we're peaceful. But because they are not being transparent to the people. And whenever they duck and cover and run and hide and they're not transparent, Eddie Miller, you know there's a trouble somewhere, sir.
You've got that right, Sam. Sam, you know what? This sheriff Wood, Doug Wood in New Mexico, he is duty-bound by the Constitution of the United States to come forth and let give the press a full interview to come forth with the truth. I mean, people may get tired of me doing this. I have my little citizens rule book here. I'll read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech or of the press or of the people to assemble peaceably and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The man is duty bound to have a press conference and to let people know what's going on. I mean, this isn't just...
And Shane Harger's allowed to have his free opinions and speech on a given topic and allowed to attend a conference for educational purposes like this. And really, as the police chief in Jemez Springs, New Mexico, you know what? He can go ahead and sign this thing if he thinks that's prudent to do.
You know. I mean, the people, this isn't just a case of they've caught, a kid stealing candy, shoplifting. This case has got national attention. We the people of the state of New Mexico in that town, they want to know what the heck is going on there. This sheriff needs to come up. The city officials, they are constitutionally, legally bound to bring forth the evidence. They certainly do, Sam.
And now, tidbit you should know is the 10-member staff of his small police department there, some of their volunteers, some of them are part-time workers, etc., they all tendered their resignations to Police Chief Shane Harger, and they say they're not coming back anymore no matter what. They don't want to work for a corrupt government. So they're not coming back, sir.
Well, I tell you what, Sam, and this may be calmed down rabbit track, but if Shane Harger can sue these people and issue subpoenas, that's maybe the only way they can get truth out of this sheriff.
Yeah, there's two things we can do. One, Shane Harger can sue. I don't know if that's the route he's going to take or not. I cannot speak for Shane. The other choice is, you know what, citizens might just hire a PI. Why don't maybe just a couple of Americans will get together and hire one of them private investigators and just start digging. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know yet.
You know, I tell you what, and this is an aside. Sam and I talked about this during the break. People, this one reason I would fly, I wanted to go to the CSPO conference so bad. I just can't fly because if I did, I guarantee you, if the TSA or some thug got on me, people, I couldn't handle that. I'll be 67 years old in April, and I'm not going to live a whole lot longer, maybe. Of course, they said that about Methuselah. But I've got not one but two honorable discharges from the United States Army. Granted, like I told Sam, I got drafted the first one in 1969. I didn't join. I hated being there. I wouldn't have been there for love nor money if I could have got out of it. But I did it. I'm not going to let some two-bit thug put his hands down my pants. I'm not going to go down there stinking microwave ovens.
You're just supposed to talk high when he does that and go, stop that.
That's true. And I guarantee you, and I put these people on notice, and this goes with the Tennessee Highway Patrol, whatever, I'm the most law-abiding citizen there ever is. But my law is God's law, is put down in the Constitution of the United States, and I will not be violated, because I will bring scunion on these people that try to do that. And they'll get me, yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people think like I do, but it's not going to be free. It's going to be very costly.
Now, I need you guys to do me a favor, though. I need you to get a copy of that CSPOA resolution, read it, understand it, and take it to your county sheriff and see if he will sign it.
That's right. You know what? I'm glad you brought up the county sheriff. We have a county sheriff here. I probably told this story a few times. Matter of fact, I have a little extra knowledge with it. I played football against him when we were in high school, and he was my wife's eighth grade boyfriend. But he's thoroughly bought. He sold his soul to the feds, Sam. He used to be a good old guy, good old boy, they say in the South. But this sheriff here, he can't be touched. You know, the late Jack McLamb tried to get through him. Years ago, before I was, the government got me and had a little money. I had the Constitutional Sheriffs, the organization Jack McLamb started, you know, between the police and military against.
Yeah, he was known as Officer Friendly. He was a good friend of mine, and he used to create the Vampire Killer 2000.
That's right. That's, you got the memory, Sam. You have the memory, fella. Well, we had a whole kit sent to the sheriff here in Shelby County, and the guy never responded at all. But you're absolutely right. We need to read that on the air.
Because what we're going to do on the website for the CSPOA is create a Hall of Fame and a Hall of Shame, and we'll put him in one category. He can choose.
He absolutely. And, you know, Sam, I've told people here, and I don't want to come across as a violent person, but I'm a man of it, more of a man
I'm
of action.
I'm just telling you, hold on. You follow the Prince of Peace, King Jesus, and you need to think outside the gun, Mr. Miller.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. You know, I've told people here, like in the Campaign for Liberty, I used to go to the meetings and everything. I've thrown them on the trash heap too much lately, but they need to go and stop begging these lousy politicians and these sheriffs that don't obey the law. They need to go and stop being so nice to them. If you're trying to be
you're
nice
right
to them,
that.
if you're so nice, you know, nice to them two or three times, and they just, you know, throw it back in your face, then you have to get in their face. You have
now,
to make
I am
their
trying
life.
To lead with a soft foot, because we want them to know we're peaceful and not violent. They want to link us to militias and to skinheads and all these things. We need to make sure that can't be done with the language that we use and the way we act and the way we conduct ourselves. However, I will say this to make it very clear. We do believe in the Castle Doctrine. We do believe, ultimately, God gave us a right to defend ourselves and our wives and our children, and we will do what it takes. However, you know what? We're going to make sure we're as peaceful as we can possibly be.
Oh, sure, as peaceful as you possibly can be. You know, but we need to put the heat on these sheriffs. We need to get out, and what I'm saying, get in their face, work against them. Follow them everywhere they go during election time. And, you know, when they go to try to make a speech, you go and you make a counter speech. We have to do what it takes to get these people, these crooks out of office and good people in office. And Sam, you mentioned election.
Just imagine Eddie Miller following a sheriff around, radioing ahead to Keith Alexander, radioing ahead to James Edwards, going, "Hey, man, he went over that," and just using the old radio ahead plan. Just imagine what would happen.
Hi, wow. Sam. You mentioned earlier that this sheriff Wood is coming up for election. Another thing we have to be extremely careful about is the election itself. Are they going to use voting machines? Are they going to use?
Yeah, they are. They're going to hose you right down in that election unless you watch them like a hawk, sir.
You know what, Sam? If they have voting machines, I'm sorry. I have no confidence in that unless we have our own computer experts to go in there and examine that stuff. They would never let us do it. That's happened in Shelby County. It's happened probably in every county in the United States. But until we go back to some type of paper ballot, Sam, we have no hope. I think that there's just no hope in turning the country around.
Well, all I can tell you is this. George Washington, thank heavens, when he went to Valley Forge, he did have hope. And you know what? He lost a lot of battles, and everybody thought he was done for, man. Stick a fork in it. But you know what? He won, and so can we, sir.
Well, you know what? He won the most important battle, Sam. He won the last battle.
Well, and we will win the last battle guaranteed, too, because, you know what? The Prince of Peace will come. That's who we follow, and when he does, we're going to win.
You've got that right, Sam, because you're like me. You've read the book, son. You know the end of the story.
So what we got to do is say, how can we stand for the right things along the way, and what would God have us do? And when we ask those questions, pretty soon you get engaged in the fight and you become scrappy and you say, I'm going to do my part. I can't solve it all, but I'm going to do my best and trust in the Almighty for the rest.
Sam, you're right. You know what? Just this opening, I'm sure you heard, just tonight, talking about the God Almighty, asking God to give us guidance. I didn't open our show tonight, my third hour of the prayer, but I've implored our people to pray and to ask for God's guidance. Please, God, tell us what to do. Tell us when we have to.
Believe it or not, they elected me chief prayer at the last CSPOA convention, and we prayed, got on the same page, and we literally got an incredible resolution, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers resolution. And believe it or not, the only Republican in the Senate of Hawaii, I'm talking about the state Senate there, his name is Sam. Oh, I can't remember his last name right now, but he's the only Republican there. He already signed it publicly.
All right. You know what, Sam? If you hadn't, you know what? I was telling James, and I may be hammering this to death.
All right, is that it?
All right. Yeah, okay. You talk too much, James.
Yeah, James kept butting in, Sam, and I ran out of time.
All right, you wrap it up. You got the final word, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just say, people, I'll say it again. Hit your knees and pray. That's the only way we're going to turn this around. Just like Sam Bushman said, we're going to have to take our marching orders from God Almighty.
And did you know they say a man stands tallest when he's on his knees? Thanks so much. For James Edwards, the Bombardier, Keith Alexander, and Sam Bushman, make it a great week, will you? Hey, thanks.